Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Yeah, that's hot. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Phil Henry here. And we have a man holding on the line. I want to mention to you that we will have our NFL picks later on this afternoon. We do not have Joe Dickhead today for NFL picks. However, we are very excited. Al Pacino will be giving his National Football League picks this afternoon, the great Academy Award-winning actor, coming up just a little bit later on. And we're also going to be noting and celebrating, not celebrating per se, but we will be noting and talking a little bit about Mike Schaefer, my producer. It's his six-month anniversary coming up in just a couple of weeks, right, Schaefer? A little bit after New Year's Day. It is his six-month anniversary, and we'll be talking about that. Let me get the gentleman on the phone from, is it Santa Clarita, sir?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I was holding to get on to the Dr. Laura show, and I was not successful when I tried to get on there. The line is busy.
Is this a question best for her?
Well, the man who answers your telephone told me that I could talk with you about this if I did not mention the school involved or the teacher involved, and I said to him that would be all right, but I do want to be heard. And I do want to have my feelings heard on this. Otherwise, I am fully prepared to go to the Santa Clarita Press Telegram and to talk with them directly about this.
The man who answers the telephone for me is Mike Schaefer. He's my producer. Did you speak with him?
I do not know the name of the gentleman I spoke with. I simply know that he asked me not to mention the school and not to mention the teacher involved. I will respect that, but I will be heard. And I will...
All right, what does this involve? Because I will say, and I say this to you with all due respect, I will be the one who decides as to whether gets to say...
Well, sir, let me back up and tell you that one of my son's teachers, I have information, my son attends a public high school in the Santa Clarita Valley. I have information that off campus... one of my son's teachers is openly gay. I want to also say I am not a homophobe. I am not prejudiced. But I do know that one of his teachers is gay.
And openly gay? On campus?
No, on campus he is in the closet. But outside of campus he is openly gay. And I'll tell you again, I'm not a homophobe.
Now, what are you threatening to go to the newspapers with?
What I told the man who answered your phone...
Let me get to the point, if I could. Is this a bad... What is wrong with this guy? Is he a good teacher?
He's an excellent teacher. He is an excellent teacher.
Is he bothering the students? This is a student... I mean, this is a teacher who is openly gay, who you say is a good teacher, correct?
I want to try to finish my story, if I could. And then...
Well, I want to get to the point here.
I'll get to the point. I mean, the point is... That
if he's an excellent teacher and he's not bothering any of the students, you say he's not open on campus, not that that should necessarily bother anybody, even if he was. Does he have a police record?
I do not have any information whether he has a police record or not. I don't think that he does. I do know that he is involved in the community. He does seem to have come from a very good home. He is working extra hours with the school system. So it seems that he is dedicated to his craft. As I mentioned, he's gotten high marks as a teacher at many of our parent teacher organization meetings. He is not predatory at all, sir, no.
And well, then what is the problem with the guy? That he's gay?
The problem is there is a principal involved here. And the principal is he is gay, and it is information that I have, and I want to be heard on this.
And do you want him fired?
I would think that is a move that the school would decide to make. But
do you want the man fired? Do you want the man moved out of his job? You say that he does a good job.
He's an excellent teacher.
And you say you're not a homophobe.
No, sir, I'm not a homophobe. And I don't even want to go down that road. But I am in possession of information that this man is openly a homosexual.
What does he teach? I mean, Mike, wait, I can't say that? Okay, you don't want to tell me the school. All right, I won't mention the school. So he is, but he's one of your kids' teachers, right?
The boy, he is one of my boy's teachers, yes. Now, I do not have my son's wife, I'm sorry, I'm very nervous.
All right, well, calm down, take a sip of water.
My wife passed on 4 years ago, so the boy, I'm all that the boy has. And I need to look out for him the best I can. It's just me and the boy. His mother caught a fever 3 years ago and died, so I have to look out for the boy. And I can't have anything that I think would be disruptive to him. And I feel I need to go to the authorities on this in some way, shape, or form. Now,
So what are you doing? What are you planning on doing, and why have you called our show?
I've got two reasons. I wanted to articulate the question that this man is openly gay, and should I go to some authority and let them know?
How do you know that they don't already know?
Because I've made some inquiries of some of the other parents.
But if he lives in the community and he is openly gay, how do you know that the school doesn't already have this information?
Because I'm very close to the school administration. I know that they are not aware of that. They simply refer to him as a bachelor. Okay, but off campus, apparently, he is a homosexual. Now, I will give you, it's Mr. Henry, right?
Yes, sir. It's Mr. Henry. Thank you for calling my show. Do you listen to KFI much?
No, I listen to the Dr. Laura show and some of the other shows. I will give you the opportunity to talk me out of it. Otherwise, I go to the Santa Clarita Press-Telegram.
You want to go to a newspaper and do what? Out a guy because he's gay? He's not a bad teacher. He's not predatory. He's not flamboyant, even though I wouldn't have any problem with that necessarily. He's got no police record. He's involved in the community. He seems to have come from a good home. I made notations of everything you said. He works extra hours.
There is a principal involved here, sir.
Well, what is the principal that is involved here?
That this is a teacher who is disguising his orientation.
And you want to go to a newspaper and talk to them about what? To let them know?
I think that any teacher who disguises or conceals his sexual orientation obviously has a guilty conscience. And I think that...
Maybe he is disguising his orientation because he does not want this very thing that's about to happen to him happen. Get fired, have some adverse publicity, embarrass his students, or embarrass the administration at all. Maybe he just keeps it a secret because he feels it would make things a lot easier. Okay?
Well, I'll give you the time. Otherwise, I'll...
You're going to give me the time to do what? To talk you out of going to a newspaper and expose this guy? I'm going to tell you not to do it out of common human decency, that this man's never hurt a soul in his life, that his orientation may be homosexual, but that's not against the law, that he's not predatory, that he hasn't bothered the students. You say yourself he's an excellent teacher. Why should this man lose his job?
That is the exact question, sir, I'm asking you. Although I would change it a bit, why should he keep his job?
Because the only thing that we can find wrong with him, quote unquote, is that he's gay. You said that he's a great teacher, but you don't want him teaching at your son's school. Is that correct?
What I'm saying is, I feel I should at least go to the press about this and talk to them about this. Because I feel that there is a principal involved, sir. That the principal...
What principal is involved? What principle is involved?
That the man has concealed his sexual orientation.
And by exposing the man's sexual orientation, what have you achieved? What have you achieved?
I don't believe, sir, that I'm the one that should be answering the questions. I think you should be answering the questions. I think you should be answering the questions. I think you and your listeners. And that's why I tried to get on the Dr. Laura show, but I could not get through. I noticed calling your show, I could get right through. There wasn't a busy line at all.
Yeah, I got it already, okay?
Dr. Laura, now it's busy all the time, see? When I try to call all the other shows on KFI, I can get through like that. Just like that.
But I got it, okay? She's got a hard show to get through to, all right?
Yeah. So you and your listeners can talk me out of it. Otherwise, I go to the Santa Clarita Press-Telegram and let them know that there is an openly homosexual teacher teaching at my son's school.
Sir, don't do that. Don't ruin a man's life, okay? Don't.
You sure I'll be ruining his life?
Well, if everybody in your community is even one half the gossip that you are, it could very well ruin the guy's career. Don't do it. Don't screw with a guy's career and life as a teacher just because he's gay and you found out about it.
Well, it's not convincing enough. You're going to have to come up with something better.
So all of a sudden, I'm not 16 minutes into my show here, and I've got a life and death situation. I got a man's reputation hanging by a thread. It's in my hands.
That is correct. You won the lottery, Mr. Henry. I'll give you 20 minutes, sir.
Hello?
I'll give you 20 minutes.
You know what? All right, 1-800-449-8686. I've got 20 minutes, and you do too, to talk this guy out of going to the newspaper and exposing one of his son's teachers' sexual orientation as gay. We have 20 minutes. Call up the school and make sure you have this guy's name. Call up the school and make sure that that guy's the guy that he's talking about. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know why I have been chosen. Is the caller there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here, and I can answer your question that I want a moral answer to a dilemma that I feel that I'm involved in.
But you have thrust into my lap the future of an individual. You've said, talk me out of turning this guy into a newspaper. Talk me out of turning this guy into the school board.
Hey, they may find out that he is a homosexual and may not have any problem whatsoever with that.
And will you have a problem with it?
The principle of the matter involved is that he's concealed his sexual identity.
And well,
you know, and the fact that he's teaching my son, and the boy's mother died 5 years ago, and he's all I got.
And sir, don't do it. Don't ruin a man's life.
I don't want to ruin anybody's life. I'm not a homophobe.
I'm just saying to you, you got a son in your care. You love your son. Don't ruin this man's life, okay? Teach your son some tolerance. Let this man be. Don't go to the school board or a newspaper. He's a good teacher. You just said he has an excellent...
Yes, but he's gay, and that right there, you know, does...
Bothers you, doesn't it?
I'm not a homophobe, sir.
Yeah, but it bothers you. It bothers you, doesn't it?
You just best get to some phone callers who can talk me out.
Yeah, well, I best get to some phone callers. I've got a... All right, let me...
Calm down, mister.
You calm down, sir.
I'm calm.
You calm down, sir.
I'm calm.
Lancaster on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I don't understand what he means by concealing. Does he want the man to discuss his sex life? Would he want straight people to discuss his sex life?
I think that he should let the school board know, and the parent-teachers organization certainly should know, that he is openly gay.
But what is he teaching? What subject?
He is a health teacher, teaches biology, and also teaches science and health, which is a ancillary subject from biology.
Okay, but I don't understand what his private sex life has to do with it.
Wait a second. Are you a mother?
I'm a mother, and I'm married to a teacher.
There's a principle involved, ma'am. There's a principle involved, okay?
He's a good teacher. He's not a predatory. He keeps his sex life to himself at school. He has no police record. He's involved in the community. He spends extra hours at school on the weekends. He's dedicated. You say he's communicative with the PTO.
Yes, sir.
Why would you want to have this man's life turned upside down? Why?
Because of the principle of the thing.
What principle?
I just wonder if you would be upset if straight people talked about their sex life.
Straight people are, that's a different kettle of fish.
But I mean, you're talking about...
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
You're talking about, he's stealing his personal life.
That's a whole different kettle of fish. Straight people...
I don't agree, you're talking about a sex life. I don't think anybody should discuss sex life straight
away. Don't you think that gays should let the kids know that they're gay?
Why? It has nothing to do with teaching.
Well, for instance, I'll give an example. Mrs. history class. Now, I have dated the woman. She, my son's aware of the fact that she and I have been out on dates, so he knows she's heterosexual, don't he?
I guess, but...
She's been out on dates with me.
You're not discussing your sex life with your son, are you?
No, but she knows. She knows that my son knows that she's a heterosexual.
How? So, did you tell him that you had sex with her?
No, she went out on a date with me, ma'am.
But I know, but that doesn't, a date doesn't...
Well, it was understood.
Well, I would assume.
It was understood that if things went well, yes, we would have, or she would give up. I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
What do you mean it was understood? What are you talking about? You went out with one of your son's teachers.
Yes, Eleanor Bruner. She's a wonderful woman.
I wonder if she wants that on there.
Did you, you've just mentioned her name.
The woman is not gay. All right. I went out with her. It was understood, should the evening go well,
you would do something.
She'd give up something.
Oh, my God, that's real moral.
What is that all about? And you're saying this on the air?
No, I'm just, the woman asked me what was the relevance of sexual orientation. My son knows that Ms. Bruner is a heterosexual. God knows he knows that I am, so why shouldn't he know the teacher is?
Do you realize you've been on the air talking about a woman who lives and exists and in your community, about how it was understood at the end of the date she'd give it up?
Maybe she wouldn't.
Well, it was understood.
It was understood.
Are you a religious man, sir?
I beg pardon?
Are you religious? Is this sexual?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I was not, but my wife passed on 4 years ago, and I've tried very hard to give my son that spiritual underpinning that I think is necessary.
I think one thing is that you should maybe be married before you have relations.
Well, all I'm saying is this. The sexual orientation of married people, they're walking down the street with their arms around each
other. Actually, a lot of people hide it from their spouse.
The point being that I think only if he shows some respect to the students and to the administration and let them know that he's gay.
And then he gets fired.
I'm not saying that it happened. I'm just saying that maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't.
Why should he run the risk? Look at the society he lives in. We're still finding gay men and women tied to fence posts out in the highway. Why should he admit to something that could very well jeopardize his career?
I just think it's a personal thing. I mean,
I don't know.
It's a personal thing, and a lot of the straight teachers might be really into kinky stuff if you don't discuss that.
True. Thanks for calling.
Mrs. Bruner wasn't.
I don't want to talk about your son's, whatever she teaches, history teacher. I don't want to talk about her, whether she has great legs or not. I'm talking about this teacher that you found out is gay, and you want to turn him into the Santa Clarita Press Telegram or go to the board, the school board, and...
I know the man's a good man. I know that he's a good teacher. But why is he afraid of letting everybody know about gay? Now, I can't have gays hiding it. I can't have the gay hiding it.
What if he was secretly heterosexual, going back to somebody else's question?
There's no way you hide the secretly heterosexual. I don't think you have nobody hides that. That's impossible. That's a contradiction in terms. Secretly homosexual. That's oxymoron. Secretly heterosexual. No one hides their heterosexuality. Okay? That I certainly don't. That's why I asked out Eleanor Bruner. That's why I want to go out on a date with her. And, that kind of a thing.
So everybody knows you're straight.
That is correct, sir.
All right, here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay,
yeah.
I have a comment. One reason why he might be hiding it, I'm a university student at UC, and I've had a couple of gay professors. And
whereabouts do you go to school, ma'am?
UC Santa Barbara.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've had some, this is at my junior college, though. I've had two professors who are gay, and one of them told me he was gay at the very end. And, I mean, he just wrote it on my paper because it was a paper I'd written. And he told the class the reason, that people who I know, teachers who are homosexual, that can't come out is because of violence. He's had friends that have had cars, had bricks thrown at them. He's been assaulted violently because some students that find out will act violently. It doesn't mean he's ashamed, but for his own personal safety, it's a major concern because a lot of people Don't accept people like that.
That's a really good point. That's a really, really good point. I mean, we still live in a Neanderthal society where we dish out violence to people that are different. This is a country that was founded on its so-called pride for the individual, but we hate individuality in this country. And people that are different are victimized by the by these racists, these skinheads.
Oh, don't. Now, the two of you are beating that old banjo. You're playing that old banjo tune about, fear. And why doesn't the man just come out and say it?
No, because he's afraid of getting beat up.
He's done it, and his friends and him have gotten assaulted. And if he came out at a junior college, and same if he came out at a school, there's kids that are shooting other kids. You don't think there's kids that maybe have parents that don't agree with it, that they
Wait
don't agree with it either?
I've been assaulted for my sexuality.
Well, then you should understand completely, shouldn't you, sir?
No, I'm heterosexual.
And you can imagine the fear, because heterosexuality is accepted. Homosexuality is not accepted.
Wait a second. How have you been assaulted for your sexuality?
I was victimized and assaulted because I'm a heterosexual.
By who? Gay people?
No. By a guy who thought I was picking up on his wife. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so the guy beat me up.
Well, that's fine. That's not exactly relevant.
It's not the same thing.
I
was assaulted for my sexuality.
Then maybe you should understand how
were you assaulted for you were hitting on a guy's wife. It's not the same thing, okay? It's not the same thing at all.
Well, I think that you two are beating that old banjo tune about fear this and fear that. Just have the guts to come out and say it. Have the guts. Don't be beating that old bongo drum.
You know what, sir? You said you're a religious person. I'm Christian. And
yes, ma'am.
One of the main things it says is that God says you should love everybody. And from where you're coming from, it sounds like you're coming from an angry spot. Not from the spot where you love the man.
Well,
not
ma'am,
from love.
The Bible,
because of anger.
No, wait a second. You're
and resentment.
That, you're beating that old bongo drum.
You know what? I don't know where to talk about old bongo drums. I'm just
you're
telling you how it is.
The Bible says you may not do the buggering of another man, don't it?
What? Excuse me?
Don't the Bible say something about no, thou shalt not, bugger?
Yeah, the Bible says a lot of things like thou shalt not commit adultery. Like,
the Bible doesn't use that term, but the Bible probably doesn't say anything even remotely close to that.
It says that a man can't do the buggery to another man.
No, it does not say that.
It also says thou shalt not judge, and you're probably one of the most judgmental people I've ever talked to. I can't even believe it.
Hey, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah, that's
you talk about pounding an old
banjo. I've never heard in my life.
What'd you say?
That's the oldest phrase I've heard in my life. You're talking about not repeating phrases.
Talking about beating the old banjo tune.
Hey, all I'll tell you is this. It's Adam and Eve, not
Adam and Steve.
Yeah,
we got it.
1,000,000 times.
You know what, man? That's so old. That is so old.
You're so weak-ass with your argument.
Well, why don't you go ahead and ruin this man's career, then? Go ahead and destroy another good teacher. It's not enough that we live in a society now where we got teachers that don't want to deal with this crap, that they're bailing out and going into other industry. Why don't you take a good, decent, solid teacher that we have at the high school level, public school level, no less, and why don't you go ahead and run one more out of the business? And there's just one more bit of the future of our kids auctioned off at the altar of bigotry.
That's a really good example for your son, too. If you don't agree with someone, then just kick him out. That's for tolerance. That's really good for you to teach him that.
Well, wasn't that a pretty speech the two of you just made?
That's excellent.
So what, are you being sarcastic now?
Wasn't that real pretty?
You know what
about my son?
Obviously, you want to be talked out of it, or you wouldn't have called up.
Yeah.
Why don't you just listen to your own heart deep down and know that you should just shut up and just deal with it?
Ma'am, I understand what you're saying. I've never allowed a woman to tell me to shut up, though.
Well, you just did, didn't you?
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to like it, but it's true.
I don't have to like it, do I?
Well, she told you to shut up.
I don't like a woman talking to me like that.
Well, too bad.
Why don't, in the memory of your wife, okay?
Are you lesbianite or anything like
no,
that?
No, I'm not.
You're not a lesbianite?
No, I'm not a lesbian. I'm Christian heterosexual.
Are you lesbianic?
No, I'm not.
The hell is lesbianite, okay?
Sometimes you need to go against what you feel and do what's right for the principle of the matter, and that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know what? Thank you for your call, ma'am, by the way. You've been talking about a principle, and you haven't identified that principle yet, okay? Thank you, ma'am, for the call. I thought for a minute there I had the CHP on the line. Did you hear that? That was actually me. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yes, I wanted to speak to this gentleman.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm a father of a 15-year-old boy. He lost his mother 4 years ago to breast cancer. I'm trying the very best I can to raise him the best way. I may be stupid. I don't think I am. I have my my own business, and I certainly want my son to have good principles. Now, there's a gay, I found out about this guy, and he's hiding his sex life from the rest of us. Now, I mentioned Eleanor Bruner. She is a very good friend of mine. She teaches my son history. We went out on a date, not a series, just one date.
Well, you know what?
Got it. What about it?
I heard what you had to say.
The understanding was, okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm
just so worried
you.
About the boy. I'm worried about the boy so very much.
You love your son?
I love my son so much.
And
he lost his mother 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We understand that, sir. Give your son a chance. Let a good teacher teach. Okay?
Why don't you let the lady say something? You've been trying to say something, haven't you, ma'am?
Yeah.
Go ahead. The host keeps butting in.
Well, Jesus. It's kind of his job.
Not to butt in, it's not.
Go ahead, ma'am, and talk. I won't butt in.
I hear that you are a really caring father.
Are you getting that from me?
Yeah. Yeah, and that you really want to do the right thing. And, you know, the Bible says...
Are you Christian?
Like,
are you Christian?
Yes.
You are a Christian?
Yes. It says stuff
That's
like...
That's not what you told the screener.
Pardon me?
You told the screener you was Jew.
Well, my husband is Jewish.
So what is it? Are you Christian or Jewish?
I'm a Christian.
Then why'd you say you were Jewish?
Because my husband is Jewish.
You should hang up on her. She's a liar.
Well, sir, what I want to...
Here's Santa Ana on the Phil Henry Show. Hi. Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You know... I'll just tell this, first of all, I'm Christian, and without even bringing up the Bible and all that stuff into it, because the whole thing is...
You're not Jewish, right?
Didn't I just say Christian, not Jewish?
Let's just get that out of the way. You're not Jewish.
Well, it's out of the way.
All right, great. Thank God.
Now, let's progress here.
All right.
Okay? Now, first of all, I do appreciate the fact that...
Is your father
trying to...
One more thing. Is your wife...
You know what?
Just one other thing. Just one other thing. Is your wife Jewish?
First of all, no. Second of all, it's not your business anyway.
Well, I just
Third
want to know.
All,
I don't know
no,
what you're
why don't you just hang on to
Hang on and
I'm
let the man talk.
The dog
right.
By myself.
Let him talk.
Go ahead, partner.
Okay, I am a single father bringing up my daughter by myself, much as you are bringing up your son by yourself, okay?
But you said you didn't. I thought you said your wife was Jewish.
You know what? You are so full of it.
Will you shut up and let the guy talk? Let him talk. Are you divorced or something, sir?
I did not say my wife was Jewish. I said I'm a single father bringing
right.
up a daughter.
Right.
And I am Christian. Now, if the guy would get the wax out of his ears, he would hear that. But that has nothing to do with the point at hand, which is you're talking about a person. Forget that he's gay. Forget everything else for just a second, because you're talking about a person's livelihood and career. That while on the one hand you say you're not a homophobe, on the other hand you seem to be going out of your way to present the fact that this guy is gay and he's hiding it. On one hand, you should be glad that this guy isn't flirting around the school, throwing this in everybody's face. The fact that he is not bringing this to school with him shows that his attention is more on getting these kids
educated. Right.
And if you're concerned so much about your son, you should be damn proud that this guy is an excellent teacher. And instead of you wanting to promulgate that and help that, not only do you want to ruin the guy, you want to go to the newspaper of all places and just not just get rid of the guy, just slam dunk his whole life.
You want to ruin his reputation. And if you care about your son, what about him getting a good education?
Look, I went out with Eleanor Bruner.
Okay, Eleanor Bruner, here's another case. Okay?
Yeah.
You said you went out with this lady, and that's great.
That's my son's history teacher.
I'm all for that.
My son's history teacher, yeah.
Well, that's great. Heterosexuality is great. But this lady,
yeah, nothing
sure
like
this
it.
Lady, I'm sure this lady just appreciated the fact that you announced her name all over the radio to all these people who may be listening, to her friends who are now going to see her at school and go, geez, you told this guy at the beginning of the date if everything went well, you'd sleep with him? So I'm sure that's really going to boost her
sure,
up
that
a whole
was,
lot.
That's exactly what I was trying to tell you.
That was the understanding. I was trying to make a point about her heterosexuality.
I mean, that's good. And we know that she's heterosexual, but the last thing I would have done is come on radio and say, well, I had a date with this lady.
If you have, you're a gentleman, you don't, if you're a gentleman, you don't say that.
The understanding
exactly.
was, the understanding was, if the evening went well, she'd give something up, is all. And
why do you have to say that on the air?
you're just slam dunking this lady, too.
You want to ruin this man's reputation, this woman? Is she a good teacher?
She's a very good teacher, yeah. I don't know what you two gentlemen are inferring.
I'm not inferring anything. At the beginning of the date, the understanding was she'd give it up if the evening went well.
The school board looks at morality much like you say, well, how the school board does this and does that. They're looking at her morality now, too. Let's just say, for example, somebody on the school board sitting there listening to this, and they're going to go, gee, teacher that'll just hop in the sack at the drop of a note.
That was, well, you know, the person asked the question, what's sexuality got to do with it? She said, nobody parades her out. I said that married teachers, everybody knows they're heterosexual. Eleanor Bruner went out with me, and yes, you gentlemen don't like it, but yes, she did say she'd give it up. And
are you nuts? Are you mentally disturbed? Shut up about it.
That is so weird. And
what are you talking about?
We're supposed to be talking about this guy's career and why you should not, as a human being, forget. Let's just say.
By the way, I want to make a point. The evening went very good.
Okay. Let's just say.
Oh my God.
Let's just say that you are a homophobe. Okay.
No, let's
get back to the issue.
I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a homophobe.
Did you not hear what I just said? I said, let's take, for example, if you were, there is still no need to go out of your way to ruin this guy's whole career. Like the young lady who stated a few moments ago, even high school kids, she said junior college.
Right.
But even high school kids have been known to get in a gang
and hurt people. Now, let me jump in here and say something. I want to say this. You gave me 20 minutes to talk you out of it, okay? You said I'll give your listeners 20 minutes to talk you out of going to the newspaper and saying that this man is gay. We've given it our best shot. How about it? How about leaving the guy alone? How about leaving this man alone and let him do what he does well, be a teacher?
This guy is not going to do that. He has already got in his mind that he wants to get rid of this guy because he has not told the world he's
Well, guess
gay.
What? You know what's happened? You've come on the air here, Mr. And I don't even know what your name is.
I'd rather not say.
Excuse me? What is your name?
I'd rather not say what my name is.
Well, why are you so willing to throw this other guy's name at the newspaper for the whole world to read?
I didn't say his name. I didn't say it at all.
Yeah, you didn't say it to us, but...
Hey, wait, I'll give you...
You're not going to go to the newspaper and say, hey, there's a gay teacher here. You're going to give him his name.
Okay. I got to take a break. Hold the line here. Get this guy's name, Mike. Eleanor Bruner said she'd give it up. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And, you know, I'd like to get into with you, sir, how it is you found out that this teacher is gay in the first place.
That's the information that I have. But I don't want to ruin a man's life, but the boy is all I have. His mother died of a fever 3 years ago.
She died of the fever 3 years ago.
The boy's all I have. So I can't have, anytime anything suspect comes up, I certainly must look into it.
All right, let me go to Camarillo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
The question's moot.
We can't hear you, ma'am. Speak up.
Enough information for anyone to figure out who he's talking about.
We didn't hear you, ma'am. You need to speak up. Say it
again. Okay. I'm saying the question is moot. He's already given enough information for anybody who's in that school to identify the teacher, the subject he teaches, his co-worker. He's already out.
You don't know who he is.
I'm too far away to say that, but when my kids were in school, we knew every teacher in that school. Anybody who's got kids in that school knows
who you're talking about. There's about five different guys that teach biology at that school. Five.
All bachelors?
Yes.
All bachelors?
Yes.
Well, then I could be wrong.
How do you know that? I want to ask you point blank, sir, how you know that this teacher is gay? How do you know?
Because
How do you know he's gay?
Because before I married the boy's mother, I knew him. I knew the man.
Yeah.
I had a relationship with him. Sexual relationship. I go both ways. He was great. Wonderful. Meaningful relationship for me. Best sex I ever had. So there you go. That's how I know he's gay.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
But you had sex with him.
That's correct.
If I can jump in here.
By all means, ma'am.
I stand by what I said, and what you just did to your son.
What did I do to my son?
Like I said, parents know, parents talk, kids listen, kids talk. I give it a week.
I might have been gay once, but not anymore.
That won't make any difference to your son.
Not since his mother died. What do you mean, my son? What's that got to do with my son?
If you don't know how kids talk and how kids hurt each other.
Don't you know that the kids are now going to say your dad was on the radio yesterday talking about...
But what about my experience with Eleanor Bruner?
They'll talk about that, too.
Okay. I had a beautiful date with her, the understanding being, you know, that if the...
If the evening went well, she'd give it up. We got it.
I had 15 wonderful minutes with her. What about that?
The kids will only pick up on what they want to pick up on.
I'm still sore.
Anyway, Phil, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Just embarrassed the hell out of that woman.
What did I do?
You embarrassed the hell out of that woman is what you did. Mission Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I'm an educator down in Mission Viejo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a teacher.
Yes,
I've taught
ma'am.
For 3 years. And I would never, ever, ever dream about talking about my sex life with my students. This teacher, whether he hides it or not, it shouldn't matter if he's a good educator educating the kids.
Well, why shouldn't he admit it? I just admitted that I knew him.
And that's your business, sir. You know, if you have a beef with this gentleman, take it up with him personally.
If I have a beef with him, take it up with him personally. I did that once before. I'm not about to get into a situation with him again.
Sir, I'm not saying sexually. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm saying if you feel the need to talk to this man or destroy his life,
I just destroyed my life.
With him.
I just destroyed my life. I was just talking about my sex life.
And I don't know why you needed to do that, because I wouldn't talk about my sex life with you or my students or anybody
else.
Well,
we haven't had any sex together, have we?
And like I said, I wouldn't talk about it with you.
Where'd she go?